We have Alfredo Aleman in the studio with us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about swimming at Batesville High School. He is the head swim coach, and very successful season so far for the Torpedoes. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, Sean, thank you for having me here today. With the kids have done great. So this will be our third state title in a row that we have been able to win on the boys' side. A lot of hard work, a lot of dedication from our kids and the families, the communities. So it's been a big team effort to get to where we are right now.
Tell me about all of the practice that goes into it and the training. We hear in football about things like two-a-days and things like that. What's the equivalent for swimming?
You know, ideally, the high school level, the more advanced swimmer, we would like to see those kids doing two-a-days. So we don't really make practice mandatory two-a-days, even though that would be ideal. So we just try to swim Monday through Friday for 2 hours every day.
And then 2 hours every day?
That's right. Wow. Now, we do have morning practice available for those kids that want to take the swimming career to the next level. So we are actually doing like 9 workouts a week.
All right. Tell me about this winning team that you have. How many years have a lot of these kids swam? Because some of them have been in the program for several years, haven't they?
That's right. So we got kids that have been in the program since they were, 10 years old. Now they are seniors and
sure,
they graduated this year. But yeah, we got kids that they just started swimming this season. So we've been very lucky to have, kids that come in from our club program and kids that just want to come and swim with little to none experience that they've done very well under our training.
What about building up to a program like that and building a winning team? How long does it take maybe a student that's, say, 9 or 10 years old and build them up into a champion swimmer?
Well, it's a process that starts actually, we start at home. Mm-hmm. We don't build champions out of nowhere. We build champions because they come from, they got that championship mentality when they come to our program. We just help develop that and, turn them into successful people in the water and out of the water. But it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, a lot of dedication from the family commitment. Because, again, like I said, we offer 9 workouts a week. Mm-hmm. We swim usually like 5 to 6 days a week. So workouts in the morning, workouts in the afternoon. Then on top of that, traveling time. So, yeah, it's a lot of commitment from everybody. It's a lot of commitment for the city, committed to keep our facility looking as good as he always does. For the parents to make sure that, we're taking those kids to practice. I'm buying into all this hard work, discipline thing that we're trying to use, tell our kids to, that's a way to be successful.
Takes a community, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah. We not do that all by ourselves.
Very good. How many kids do you have on the swim team right now?
Combined with the club and the high school kid, we probably have around 40, 50 kids in the program.
Excellent.
So we get them all the way from the minute they're able to swim one length of the pool, so go from one side to the other side with any assistance. We try to transition them into the swim program. So we try to start them early.
Very good. Start them early. The earlier they start, the earlier you can have them up to champion level, can't you?
That's right.
Very good. Tell me about if people are interested in getting their child involved, or if you have students out there who are listening who maybe want to get involved in the swim team, how do they go about? What's the good first step?
Well, the first step would be just stop by the community center. Just come over to the community center anytime between 3 and 6 o'clock. It would be a good time. That's usually when we're practicing, so we can have a chat. Kids that don't know how to swim, we can also teach them how to swim. We do offer swimming lessons all year round, besides swim club practice all year round as well. So the first step would be you start by the pool.
Very good.
Come and check out one of the practices, see what we're doing in the water, out of the water, and just come and join the fun.
Sounds good. Alfredo, thanks for coming in. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.